Hello, hello, hello. Guys, I'm starting on time, bright and early on this beautiful, actually, because it's really not that cold out, because it has been disgusting weather. It has been disgusting weather all week, and today's not that bad. Hello, and welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I am Mo, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Guys, this is my last show of the semester. Our last show of the semester together. And I know I have slacked in an absolute major way. But I also know that my listeners have slacked in a major way, meaning my mom and my grandma, because when I had a show at like 2 a.m. last semester, they would remember that I had to get up at 2 a.m. and then text me about it and be like, oh, how was last night? And then that would remind them to listen to my archive. But now that it's just early in the morning, they just don't think anything of it. And hey, that hurts a little bit. But I promise I'll try to get a better time slot next semester so I am more consistent. Because I realize I'm way more consistent at night. Like, if I had, like, a 10 p.m. night slot, time slot, I'd be here every day. Because I'm always up at 10 p.m., but up at 6:30 to walk over. Well, you guys saw how often that happened. Not that often. Anyway. But yeah, I really do enjoy my time here, and I wish I had done it more. And I feel like that was a pretty common theme this semester, is I feel like I did so much. I was always so busy. But with what? Like, looking back, what was I ever doing, literally ever? I don't know. I think I spent a lot of time this semester stressing over silly things and doing schoolwork, and I wish I would have had more fun. But that's fine, because winter break is here and I'm really excited to go home and see my friends and see my family. I'm not really like a holiday spirit person, but I love food and I love presents, and therefore, hey, it's all right by me. And I get to celebrate my mom's birthday a little bit late because unfortunately I missed that. I don't know. I'm excited for winter break. I just get a break from everything, which is, it's going to be really nice, except for like applications for things and like, blah, 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 but that's fine. And then hopefully next semester, I remember to slow down and have more fun. That's like my New Year's resolution, guys. I'll tell you now. I don't believe in that, but that's my New Year's resolution. That's why I'm resolving to do it now, so then I've already done it for like half a month by the time New Year's comes around. And I'm good at slowing down and enjoying stuff when I have no homework. Anyway. This week I'm going to be playing you all a sneak preview of my winter break playlist. Oh my god! For heading back to the Midwest and all the things I have associated with that. And you're going to get the vibe. Trust, it's very apparent how I feel, as it so often is. Alright, this first song is a new one, and I've become obsessed with it, and I simply cannot let it go. It's not frozen. This is Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call by Bleachers.
And time is strangely calm now, cause everybody's gone. It's just you and your anger. Oh, golden boy, don't act like you're kind. You're mine, but you're awful every time. So don't tell them what you told me. Don't hold me like you know me. toughest part is that we both know what happened to you while you're out on your own. Merry Christmas, please don't call.
Crucify myself in Jesus of suburbia's a myth that never died. Homecoming queen, not in my dreams. I'll be homecoming surf, it seems. But hey, it doesn't even bother me. We've moved away, and who needs royalty? I love vacation days. It's a blacked out haze. I'm in this cul-de-sac. Is coming back, 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 back. Who cares if we're obscure? Homecoming surf, I know. This quiet life it used to hurt, but now we're dancing around and laughing in the dirt. It's barely 1 p.m. and my cooking's barely done, and my thighs feel like the chicken breast I hated slicing up. I think I'll be a vegetarian, kill two birds with one stone. I'll lose a stone, I'll feel humane. I cook the meat and eat it anyway. I think that I'll rebel now. My age is too late. I'm still half straight, but I can easily act gayer than fuck hate. And I'll take kiss to smoke cigs and weed despite the surgeon's warning. I'll eat LSD soaked mini wheats and white Russians for breakfast every morning. I love vacation days. It's a blacked out haze. I'm in this cul-de-sac. It's coming back, 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 back. Who cares if we're obscure? Homecoming surf, I know. This quiet life it used to hurt, but now we're dancing round and laughing in the dirt. La 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 these are crocodile tears. It's no one's fault but mine that I shut up for all of 18 years. But now my friends are driving out. We're gonna walk around the mall, and we'll be the youngest there. Who cares? We'll call ourselves adults. At least I've got a cat, though she hates me bad, it seems. But we reign over the SUVs and Dairy Queens. This isn't lyricism, I'm just dropping rhymes like flies. Let's go freak out everyone, no reason, who knows why. What's on your mind? Not like I've got the time to stick around. I'll catch my flight, make like a pop punk kid and get out of this town. What's on your mind? There's no point left to keep your image down. Let's terrify. I love vacation days. It's a blacked out haze. I'm in this cul-de-sac. Is coming back, 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 back. Who cares if we're obscure? Homecoming surf. I know this quiet life is to her. But now we're dancing round and laughing in the dirt. This one goes out to my homecoming surfs. Yep, blow one out for my homecoming surfs. This one goes out to my homecoming surfs. We're dancing round and laughing in the dirt.
That was Caroline, Please Kill Me by Coma Cinema. Guys, if anyone is reviewing this, please, I'm so sorry that one of the songs had a bad word. I forgot. I like scanned the lyrics, but if it's only one, it's hard to see. I'm so sorry, everybody. If you were listening with your children, I'm so sorry. I was thinking, why have I never played this song this year? Because I think I might have played it last year. I could have, whatever. And that's probably why. That is probably why. Guys, it's so hard to find clean music. I hope I get like a late slot next year because I need to be able to expand my range. This is going to sound so random, but it's been bugging me as I've been sitting here. I don't know if there are any doctors out there, but I have lost sensation in my middle finger on my left hand. I'm bad at right and left, guys. And I think I slept on it weird, but it's been like I haven't felt anything on it for now like over 48 hours. Should I be concerned? Should I go to a doctor? And then also I'm like, did I get nerve damage? Because I work at a place with boiling water and it is, you know, possible I touched the boiling water. Did I get frostbite from being out in the cold? There's nothing visibly wrong with it. It just feels really off, and like I can feel that I'm pressing it, but also it's tingly and like numb. If anybody is awake and also perchance a doctor, please put it in the DJ chat, because I'm scared. I'm scared. Full stop. Okay, anyway. Oh, okay. Next song. I have been listening to this song on loop. I feel like I always get into a really self-pitying mood this time of year. Like, and I've been so good this semester about not listening to, like, my classics, not listening to sad music, because I just haven't had time for it. But now, because it's exam week, I have all the time in the world to listen to my sad little music and feel so bad about myself. And that's kind of what this song is. And I've been taking the tea a lot to go like study in coffee shops, because I'm just not that productive. I'm just more productive when I'm not here, because also there's nowhere to sit. Fellow Tufts students, if you're listening, guys, what's going on? Where have you been all semester? I can't sit down in Hotung anywhere. Like, and Tish is like a madhouse. I don't even want to think about entering. Pardon me. I think part of the problem is Gin, we don't have access to, and I know a lot of people would study there. Me, I would study there, and we can't go now because the grad students need their space. Fair enough, I guess. I got so off topic. I take the tea a lot recently because I have time, and also I've been going places, and I've been listening to the song on the tea and looking sad and mysterious. This is 9 out of 10. 9/10 if you're trying to look it up, by Jeff Rosenstock. Enjoy.
Every night you go to bed, you wake up just a little more in pain. Every time you're dressing for a sunny day, the clouds surprise you with rain. Every cigarette you smoke is you're addicted to a quiet source of company. Every time you told them you were busy, cause you'd rather go to sleep. 9 times out of 10, I'll be stoned on the subway, reading back lit directives of what I should do, dodging eye contact with anyone who looks my way.
that's important. Free association gets me dizzy. They ask what's the reason for your appointment. I try to come up with something vague. She asks if I'm going to the party. I tell her I'm going to the party. It's so hot by noon I just get queasy. It's so hot by two I stay inside. I try to put down a cup of coffee. He asks how much I'm drinking and I lie. But doctors are always trying to tell you some torturous way to live your life. I forget to spit out the seeds. I'll make it through this if it kills me. Then when it kills me, I'll come back. Jesus will make me a disciple. Or maybe he'll let me be your cat. I wait to be led into temptation as I lay alone across the street. Catherine is smoking pot above me, watching Hellraiser on TV.
that was 104 Degrees by Slaughter Beach Dog. Yes, there's a comma. Somebody tried to call. I'm sorry, I tried to answer. I don't know why it didn't let me answer. You could always try again or go to https colon or semicolon. I always get them confused. / /www.wmfo.org/dj-chat/ No, /? The normal slashes you do for a website. Or you could try calling again. I tried to answer, I promise, but then it did not work. So, I'm sorry. I really did try. My bad. That's on me. Or maybe it's on the board. No, it's probably on me. But to be fair, when I got trained as a DJ, the phones were not working. So I never actually learned how to do the phones from somebody. I just sort of like got vaguely told what to do. But they didn't actually really explain it very well. And so I don't know, but I promise if you call again, I will really try my best. Especially if it's in regards to my losing feeling in my finger, which I assume it is, because I would really, yeah, because that is the most interesting thing that has happened today. But yeah, anyway, I just feel so bad. Because I never get calls. I never get calls ever. And I was so excited to get a call and I tried to answer it and it didn't work. Oh my God, is the call thing going on? No. It is! Oh my goodness. Okay.
Pinched nerve in my neck, and it affects your fingers, and and they get tingly and they feel numb.
So it's a pinched nerve, you think?
Yeah, and what I had to do was in my neck, and I had to have a slight operation, and they put a spacer in my neck, and all the tingling went away.
Okay.
And it may go away on its own, but it may have something to do with your neck, believe it or not.
Okay, I have heard that before. That would make a lot of sense. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was amazed when I went to the doctor. That's what they said. So I figured, well, I should pass that on. So you don't worry.
Yeah, thank you.
Really worried.
I was pretty worried. Well, because I didn't know if I like got frostbite and I didn't know it. That actually is very, very helpful. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I'm a senior citizen. I listen at WMFO all the time. So I ought to keep my finger on the pulse of music because I love all kinds of music. I happen to wake up and turn it on the first thing every morning.
That's awesome. Wait, that's so cool. I've never gotten a caller before, so this is making my day. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I'll continue listening. You're doing great, I think.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye now.
All right, bye. Guys, I will be talking to my mom as soon as this is over about potentially having a pinched nerve, because that would make so much sense, and I believe it. I really, really do believe that. So thank you so much, listener. That really did ease my worries, and It was so cool that you called, and that made my morning. All right, I've got some more music for you guys, and this next song is by Sydney Gish. I played her a little bit earlier, and I just really love her. I think she's doing some really cool stuff. So this is Friday Night Placebo by Sydney Gish.
Shoegazing like some lo-fi band, a desperate beer in each one of my hands. I'll dance the night away to prove it was great. 10 minutes later, repetitive lines and Valencia filters are passing the time, and the photo's flashes made my eyes appear to be the ghostly kind. But I sunk into music just like the Dead Sea. I try and go further till Bowie and C floats me. Semi-sobriety and unconscious mess, I guess I'll never be, that's fine. I'll pop sugar pills all night, all night, all night. I'll pop sugar pills all night. I can't see a thing in the haze around me. I'm still having fun cause I know I should be. When will I stop being such a dumb kid and go where every life is? But why would I lie when I said that I would? Damned if I do or if I don't. That's fine, as I'll pop sugar pills all night, all night, all night, placeboing on Friday night. I'm just a weed growing out of a wall. It's an obvious secret that's kept by us all tonight. This'll die with me, I'll bury it deep in my broken phone screen, alright, till the backlight kills my sight. But tell me that funny things don't go away, and just promise we'll keep being stupid all day. So hey, who needs life anyway? Let's stay mature and let's not ever stray, alright. Let's pop sugar pills all night, all right, all right. Let's pop sugar pills all night. I can't see a thing in the haze around me. I'm still having fun cause I know I should be. When will I stop being such a dumb kid and go where every life is? But why would I lie when I said that I won't? I know that I am damned if I do. I'll pop sugar pills all night, all night, all night. Alright, alright. Placeboing on Friday night. Thank you.
this how it felt standing next to you. Wearing matching dresses before the world was big. I just miss how it felt standing next to you. Wearing matching dresses before the world was big. I just miss how it felt standing next to you. Wearing matching dresses before the world was big. I just miss how it felt standing next to you. Wearing matching dresses before the world was big.
was In Your Car by Free Cake for Every Creature. And I just like to break it up by section because every section has a different vibe. But I think we're going to jump right into the next one because I want to make sure I play the last song because I'm really excited about it. All right, so this next song is Circles Round the Moon by Nana Grizzle. I hope you guys enjoy.
Circles round the moon, is this why city lights feel so awful? It should be unlawful to live where you can't see the stars. Hundreds of miles away, we draw the same lines to conclusions. Yeah, there's no need for confusion if we all throw in the towel.
Close to you, and I count on you to just make up your mind.
was Take Off Your, with a U-R, Pants by Indigo D'Souza. I actually don't like when people don't spell things correctly. It is a pet peeve of mine, but I do like that song. It has reached the time of our show for a quick PSA, so let me do that. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need, thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you. Be a hero. Text Red Cross, no spaces, to 90999 to donate $10 today. That's 90999. All right, guys. Well, that's about it for my show. I think everyone will like the final song I have for you this morning. It's a classic Christmas song, and I think it's universally loved, even not being a Christmas song. It's my favorite Christmas song, and I'm not really a holiday music person in general, but I love this song. I feel like maybe people can already guess what it is, just because this is one of the more... It's a sad song, but it's so upbeat. I'm really thankful for the semester that I've had. This is now my third semester doing WMFO, and I'm really excited to be back next semester, hopefully. Who knows what time I'll be doing it at, but I'm so excited. I can't believe how fast the semester flew by. It feels like it was literally just September, but this has been a great last show. Thank you to the caller for helping me with my confusion over my numb middle finger. That was really a great way to end my semester with WMFO. So thank you very much. Do I have anything else? Oh, happy late birthday to my mom. I know I wished you a happy birthday already, and I don't know if you're going to listen to this, but my mom's birthday was on Saturday, so everybody wish my mom a happy late birthday. Not to put her age out there, but it's a big one, the big 5-0. So happy birthday, Mom, and I can't wait to see you when I get home. All right, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Mo, and I will see you all next semester. And this is Last Christmas by Wham. Did you guys guess it? Enjoy. You still